Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Mike Rizzo. He's the president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank, cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming off the six-game road trip, you guys won four of those. Pretty good road trip for you, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was pretty successful. We swung the bats really well and, hope to bring some of that momentum home and have a nice homestand for us.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of talk about that run over that four-game stretch, almost 40 runs in four games. Kind of crazy. Scored 10 runs in one inning. What were you noticing in that four-game stretch?
You know, just noticing, you know how it goes. It's just such a momentum thing when, a few guys get it going and then you move the line and guys are getting good pitches to hit. We stayed in the zone much better. Our chase rate was way down. And we got some good pitches to hit and hit them hard. And, you know, when you start doing that and like I said, you get some momentum offensively, it seemed that, all the hard balls go through, all the bloopers, drop in, and, it's a fun series. So, I always say hitting is contagious and it's cyclical. And it's when you're hot, you have to score some runs. And when you're not, you have to scratch for runs. So, that was kind of the road trip that we had. It was a good offensive road trip, and the pitchers kept us in games, and the bullpen was solid. We played pretty good defense, and, we ended up beating two pretty good teams, taking two series.
Mike, I'm going to ask you a personal question. In your line of business,
right,
when's the last time you took a summer vacation? Because you definitely can't take one this summer because you're in a busy stretch now. The draft is in mid-July.
So you can never do one, right?
I'm like, when's the last time you took a summer vacation in your life, Mike Rizzo? We love summer vacations.
Never.
We thrive
never
on them.
Never.
Never?
Never one time. Even when we were kids, we were always playing Little League and baseball. So, we never took a summer vacation.
Yeah, fall
not
vacation.
Many vacations. Not many vacations in this job, for sure.
So you've never been to a beach in the summer.
Well, I've been to beaches, but you can't go away for any extended period of time. And we've never gone to Italy for 2-3 weeks in the summer or anything like that. It's you've you know, the nature of this beast is you've got a, you know, we've got a game every day. It separates. I've said it a million times. Baseball is separated because you play 162 games in 185 days, and it's a physical, mental, and emotional grind, and it's what makes this sport so unique.
I think I'm taking 3 vacations in like the next 8 weeks. I'm the anti-Mike Rizzo. Yeah.
Now he goes away in the winter.
I understand.
Yeah. And he gets his winter meetings.
Yeah,
I'll be here when you guys are on vacation, okay. So don't worry. Right. I'll hold the fort down for you.
We need that. Yes.
But do you have an exotic locale, though, that you do like to get out to whenever you do get out?
You know, I travel a lot, you know what I mean? So, right. A vacation for me is, I don't want to, you know, I've been to Europe a couple of times, you know, my vacation, I've been all over the world. Wherever they play baseball, I've been to, but right. I haven't been to Europe much. I've been to Italy, one time in my life. So, you know, that was probably the coolest thing that I've ever done is that Italy trip.
You don't strike me as a guy that wants to just like put on his fancy bathing suit and a chair and crack a beer and just hang out at the beach for a week.
Oh, I bet he likes that from time to time. From
time to time, I don't mind that, but yeah, I can't do it for a day. You know, it's you know, that might be on one afternoon agenda where you know you could take a nap by the pool for a couple hours, but
for a week.
You can't sit on the chair.
You can't do 2 bottles of Jack that week and just you know. All right, just one.
That's your vacation.
I mean, he's probably always thinking about baseball. Always thinking about the team.
Has to be.
I get it.
Hey.
Well, yeah. The you know the calendar, baseball calendar is 12 months, 24/7, man.
That's, right. Talk about Hassel that you guys called up because, and we'll get to Dylan Cruz here in a second, but talk about Hassel who you called up when Cruz went to the IL. And in that 4-game stretch when you scored 38 runs, he went 8-for-20.
Hmm.
I mean, he was just on a heater in that 4-game stretch. He's been really
to stick around, right?
Yeah, talk about Hassel, and then is he going to stay when Cruz comes back?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, he was an important part of the Soto trade, and we really coveted him. We like him a lot, and you know, we think he's a 5-tool kind of player. You know, he's a good defender. He runs really well. He throws well. He's got bat the ball skills. He's going to come into his power. He showed it at the AAA level. You know, right before we brought him up. So, you know, he's a good player. He can really play defense in center field, really run the bases, and he's a good hitter. This guy was if you believe the top prospect thing, you know, he was coveted by, you know, all the national writers and magazines as one of the best prospects in the game. The problem with him is he got hurt 2 years in a row, you know, and the injuries that he sustained are very, very difficult injuries to play baseball with. You know, when he had the hamate surgery, which is the hamate, the hook on the let's call it by the wrist or the thumb area where he had to get it removed, and then he tore some ligaments in the thumb and jammed the thumb. So he's had these hand and wrist injuries for it kind of set him back almost a year and a half, 2 years for his progression. So. This guy is a really good player. He's going to be a big part of our future. And what we're going to do with him when all these outfielders come back, you know, we're going to figure it out because it usually figures itself out. Mm-hmm. But if our greatest worry is we have so many great players that we don't have enough spots for them, I can live with that.
Right.
All right. So you want to talk about Dylan and his recovery? His last game, I believe, was May 20th.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, the oblique thing is, you know, that's a painstaking, difficult, you know, rehab, to get through. You know, it's typically 4 to 6 weeks, so we don't see anything, out of the ordinary with Dylan's injury. You know, it was on a swing. It was, it was an oblique and, you know, we kind of know how to treat it, and it just takes time to heal, and that's the issue with that. Otherwise, if you rush it too quickly, you know, you re-injure it, and you could tear stuff and make it worse.
Right.
So, You know, he's on pace to be ready when he's ready, and when he's prepared, you know, he's going to be in the big leagues, and we're going to we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the outfield.
What about your guy Brady House? Grant, I didn't quite realize this, that, you know, with his bomb yesterday, he's now like on a 32 homer pace at AAA. Is the timeline accelerating with him? Is that somebody that we could look forward to seeing, you know, maybe later this season? What's the deal?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him for sure. So, I mean, you know, he's a really good player. You know, let's not forget, you know, he's younger than about 80% of the players that will be drafted in this year's draft still.
Wow.
So, you know, he's a very young player.
How old is he?
You know, 21.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 21 in AAA, and he's a very young player. I think he'll be 22 in another month or so. So he's in the right spot for his development, where we want him to be. He's improved. His walk rate has come up a little bit, which was a point of emphasis. His strikeout rate has come down a tick, which is, you know, kind of what we've been wanting him to do. And he's getting more experience at third base since, you know, after we drafted him, we moved him to third a couple of years ago. He's doing everything he needs to do to get to the big leagues, and barring injury, he's going to get to the big leagues and be a great player for us, and you know, and a big part of what we're trying to achieve here.
Hey, I wanted to get your take on a play last night in the Cub game. I believe it was the fourth inning. The Cubs had come back and they tied it at three, but there was a ground ball. So Crow Armstrong was on third. I believe nobody out. Carson Kelly hits a ground ball to Tania at third, and Armstrong looked like he had a big enough lead where he was possibly going to go on the throw, and he took a step towards home plate, and then so Tania thought, okay, well, I can get him and I can try and tag him out, but he didn't get him because Armstrong dove back in the third and he didn't make the throw to first. What was your take on that play?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a play that was, contingent on, you know, not a lot of experience at third base.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a speedster runner on third base. You know, the play there is to look him back to third and you throw to first. And then, if he runs, the first baseman throws home. And because you looked him back, you should get him at home. But he runs so good and he's so fast. Obviously, it's in our advanced report. You got to watch out for this guy. He can really run. So I think it was he was overcompensating. He was overcautious. What has to happen there is you get the runner to take a step back to third. You throw a good firm throw to first base,
right?
And then you deal with if he's going to try and score, you throw him out at the plate. If you know, but you got to get him out there.
That's the key thing.
And I think lack of experience and then the knowledge of how fast this runner is. Speed causes havoc with defenses, and that was a prime case of it right there.
I was thinking if he just takes a couple steps towards Crow Armstrong, like runs towards him, because it was a hard hit ball. So I think he's going to get. It's not like Kelly's a fast runner. If he takes a couple steps towards Crow Armstrong, Armstrong's definitely going to get back to third, and then he can make the throw and get the out at first.
Yeah, I think that would have been that was the thing to do, right?
It's, yeah.
He took a jab step at him,
yeah.
And he Armstrong went back a little bit, but then he was worried that he's still going to score. So, but you know, you're right. The Kelly's a catcher; he doesn't run great. You know, you throw him out at first base, and then you take your chances at home plate.
Mike, I always like asking you sort of like historical kind of questions, like putting your career. You've had such a big career in perspective. I have asked you before. I think like maybe your greatest find or your greatest draft pick. I think you said Robbie Ray, maybe, right? Did you draft him really late and he just developed? Was that the guy that you said at one point? Maybe.
He was one of our good late draft picks.
Right.
He was one of Cy Young or so, and I think we got him in the 10th or 11th round or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So what is, first of all, when you made that Soto trade and now it's really coming to fruition for you guys with all these guys on the come and, you know, going to be on the roster, it looks like, for a long, long time. At that time, was that the biggest trade of your professional career?
I think so, for sure. I mean, it was the most, the most important, I think. I mean, it was the most, you know, the, you know, there's the, you know, there's different degrees of trade, and you know when you're at the trade deadline, you're flipping players, and some are more valuable as trade assets than others, and that type of thing. But you know, the world was watching the Soto trade, and I think that that those trades are so difficult. That's I think that we get good reviews, because when you trade players like that, it's hard to get enough value back, because you're trading such a great player away, and oftentimes you get quantity, but maybe not the quality that that the player that you're trading away deserves. So I think that certainly was probably the most visual trade that we ever made. It was the most talked about, and leading up to it, and since then. So I'm tired of talking about it. But,
I'm sorry. Yeah. But what was it?
It was a long time. It was a long time ago, and reporters still want to talk about what.
Well, you know why?
I said, I don't want to talk about it.
Right,
I know. Listen, it probably got to be painful to trade a guy like Juan Soto, but it's something you had to do, and you did it, and now these guys are coming to fruition. I think that's why, because now these young players are coming through. But what was your greatest trade, without saying like you hoodwinked the other person, but like it was just a great trade for you? Was it actually that one, or is it something else?
What about Trey Turner?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Trey Turner was an impactful trade for us. It was another drafted and developed player from us, in a player named Steven Souza, who we drafted out of high school. We developed. He became the trip. You know, he was the minor league player of the year that year, there was a demand for him, and we had focused in on Trey Turner, and don't forget we got Joe Ross in that same trade, and we had to use some strategy to allow us by rule to trade for Trey Turner, because he was drafted, wasn't a year, a calendar year, past his draft date, his signing date. So, they created a new rule, because of that trade.
Mm.
All right, Mike, appreciate the time, buddy. Safe drive into Nats Park, and let's get Mackenzie Gore a win tonight.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more
information. Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Information. All right, earlier in the show, we talked about our foursome out at the Purple Heart Open, which we played at 1757. Had a good time. Our team did okay. We didn't win it, but we finished 9 under.
What was the winning score? 16? 17?
I don't even know.
I think it might have been 14.
14? Okay.
Yeah.
I sat down at a table.
We were respectable.
Afterwards, I had something to eat, and the guy right next to me said, "How'd your team do?" I was like, "We did okay, 9 under." And he was like, "That's pretty good." Yeah. I didn't realize it was pretty good.
I think that's pretty good.
So
that's not how bad people cheat. You know what I mean? Like someone,
I could see that happening.
we may have had one mulligan that we didn't purchase.
There might have been one extra mulligan.
But our cheating was kept at an absolute minimum.
The mulligan whole deal is the greatest invite to cheating in all of charity golf.
I did purchase one.
Yeah.
We may have used two.
We justified the second one, I'll be honest. Like Valdez got bitter because his drive was... I don't know what it wasn't a great drive, right? So he got bitter and he put it down, and I was like, "Hey, I did leave three bags to green drop."
Yeah, it was the par three. No one hit the green, and like you can't get up and down on a scramble. And then I just threw a ball down and I hit it, and then
we played that.
Yeah, played that. Hit it to like 8 feet, and then JP said, "Yeah, we donated a lot of clothes.
So I donated clothes.
I did too.
That's almost like an extra mulligan."
Dude, 1 year we were like, "Yeah, we'll use our mulligan. We'll use our mulligans." And then I'm like, "I didn't pay for one. Did you pay for anything?" "No, but we'll just say we use our mulligans." Right. Yeah. And we won the tournament. They didn't even sell mulligans that year.
Oh, they didn't?
So you guys are like 20 under.
We literally stole the tournament.
Mulligans are accepted in a scramble.
I knew we didn't pay for the mulligans. I didn't know they didn't even offer mulligans.
They didn't offer them.
We played the whole thing with mulligans.
And every one of you had one.
Yeah, did you use your string? What string?
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's hilarious. So earlier in the show we were talking about, we had a good time. And you can see videos of our swings and all that sort of thing on social media. Mike Marr did a great job. A lot of it's on our Instagram stories. So check that out at Sports Junkies Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio, even on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. So it's all out there. But one thing that we found curious was one of the videos featured Valdez draining a putt.
Mm-hmm. Drano.
And out of nowhere, Toby Altheiser comes off the top rope and grilled Valdez's form.
Right.
Valdez, maybe a little sensitive, got upset, and there's a feud going on here.
No, I expected Toby to be a team the fan and not do lowest common denominator Twitter shtick with all the heathens out there.
So you expected
it pissed you off.
You expected
it pissed
him.
Me off.
And it seemed out of character because everybody just knows Toby is just like this kind of like nice, quiet guy. That's what I know.
Smiling all the time.
I don't know him as a bad guy.
Pretty good dude.
So you expected Toby. So Matt,
might be a bad guy.
You expected him to say, "You know what? Great putt. Nice putt.
No,
nice stroke."
No,
just go Joan on me behind my back like a normal man.
Toby,
what's up, guys?
How are you, buddy? Are you a bad guy? You a mean guy?
I don't like to think that I'm a bad guy, but I was just having a little fun. I thought you guys did fantastic with the content out there on Twitter, and Valdez made the putt. I saw it. And I just thought it was a little funny joke I was going to throw out there. Just having a little fun with the guys.
So, what did you not like about his putt, which he made?
look, if sometimes when we get to short putts, the stroke isn't the smoothest, but ultimately all that matters is it goes in the hole. If you put him out to 10, 11 feet, he probably has the smoothest stroke there is. But it was just a little bit of a hitch in there, but it was no big deal. No big deal.
What are you, Hank Haney? I mean, come on. You Sean Foley? I mean, don't stop being a golf hardo.
Are you like some extraordinary golfer that we don't know about?
I'm not an extraordinary golfer, but I've grown up around the game. I love the game of golf. I wish I could play more often. I'm actually about to head to the golf course right now. Oh, so
nice.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to take any videos of my own putting stroke to Joan on. So,
yeah. What is your handicap?
Pretty high right now. It's probably about like a 15.
Okay.
All right.
That's so like you just didn't like the hitch that he had. That's the
yeah,
only
I mean,
thing.
It, like, look, there's no issue. He made the putt.
Right, if it goes in.
A little bit of a.
He's doing a little walk back right now.
He is a really good putter, but you know, everybody has different swings. Everybody has different strokes.
Yeah, I would, Toby. I saw your swing, and the last thing I would do was try to
Joan
would Joan on it publicly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For everyone to see.
Valdez.
What?
Let me say this. Like, if there's anybody at the station, I know that golfs all the time. Like, right. You golf, obviously. B. Mitch golfs. AB's, yeah. You know, golfing a lot, working on his game. I think those guys can generally handle just a little bit of joking. I don't mean anything by it. I'm not trying to talk you off. Like, if someone's picking up golf, I'm not going to just trash their game so they stop playing. I know whatever I say is not going to stop you from playing golf.
Yeah, this is like JP giving boxing advice.
No, but
point well taken. But I think the idea that Valdez is saying, listen, when we put ourselves out there on social media, it's part of the job, and we do it to promote, and it's fun. But there's a 20 to 30, maybe even higher percentage of people to just attack us.
Yeah,
and
Toby,
you don't want that to come from one of our teammates.
The amount of attacking that was going on yesterday. You're on my side. Funny. We're golf.
You're supposed to be team Valdez.
We're golf simpatico.
Supposed to be team 106.7 fan.
I'm constantly jocking your Sunday red that you wear at the station.
That's true.
We're on the same Ryder Cup team.
He wears Sunday red?
Yes.
You pay for that stuff, Toby?
Yeah, you might want to audit his salary. Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. And from now on, I will avoid joining the, what did you call them? The lunatics or whatever.
The heathens.
Yeah. I'll avoid going with them.
I mean, anytime we put anything on social media, I'd say 99% of the time, there's going to be vicious attacks in there. Every time.
Yeah.
And you don't want it. That's why I used to get crazy, like when Shorts would set me up or say something crazy. It would make me crazy.
Just trying to avoid friendly fire. Yeah.
Toby, you just DM that to your boys in your group chat and join there.
Yeah.
Don't join the masses publicly.
All good. All good. I was just having a little fun with the putting stroke.
Everybody
made
says,
the putt, that's all that matters.
Everybody says Toby's like the world's nicest guy.
I know. That's why
he is. I don't really know that.
That's why you're kind of surprised
by it. He's a keyboard warrior then.
Are you a keyboard warrior?
No, I mean, 90% of the stuff I put on Twitter is a joke, too, if I'm not talking about the Nationals. So it's just kind of my nature. But I understand I don't interact with you guys on Twitter the most. So when you have a guy come out of left field that 90% of the time makes jokes, but you don't fully understand that they do that. I get that it looks a little more serious than that, but
why did you pick on Valdez and not Cakes for his putt or me for my drive?
It's probably because I play a lot.
Or Mike Marr for his drive.
It's because I know that Valdez plays more, so I'm not, I'm not trying, I figure maybe he could take the joke more than if I'm telling Cakes he has the worst putting stroke of all time.
Listen, Toby, you work in this business. You know how sensitive we all are? We're so sensitive. We're just these sensitive little flowers. And you're just taking a dump on us.
Yes.
Right? Don't you hate it when people take a dump on you? I gotta imagine they do.
Yeah, they have from time to time. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get more used to it. Obviously, you guys have much more experience than I do.
Yeah.
in being able to deflect
30 years
stuff,
of people taking a dump on us.
31.
Yeah.
Some might say.
31.
Yeah. We don't need more duty. We have plenty of duty. We got duty all over us.
EB's point is this. If you just went to our Facebook page, I'm just going to pick a couple random comments.
Oh, no.
You guys look like $100. Then people joning on me for wearing pants, not wearing shorts. People joning on Cakes for for his putt. People joning on Drab, who wasn't even there.
Right. Did I get dissed on, or I just got misidentified?
I think you got misidentified right. One time, or they just threw it in.
That's a shot at me saying I look like you. That I look like I'm 55.
Here's one. It just, I think it's joning you for not playing because it says Lurch and EB look different. Because right. Cakes and I are there.
I did see
one. And then another one, where's Lurch? Because Lurch lives basically next door to this golf course.
I didn't look at the comments of anything, but this one just showed up on my feed, maybe because I was mentioned. And it said something about JP Swing. And then he said, I think he trashed JP Swing. But then he said, I'm sure it's way better than EB. And I've been playing way more, like,
your head.
Yeah, forever.
I actually can't believe you put your swing out there for everyone to see.
I just like to show my progress.
I know. I can't believe you do that.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You got balls of steel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Toby.
Yeah.
You could tell that Matt Myers is a little defensive.
Very defensive.
All right. So, you got to lay off of it a little bit.
Just be team nice.
What about the match?
I'll be team nice, but I'd gladly play. I am working in radio, so $100 for a hole at this point in my life probably won't work.
But you don't think you can beat him, do you, straight up?
No.
Well, no, he's a 15.
Yeah, right. So what's even the point of the match?
He'd probably have to get 10 or 11 pops.
What's even the point of the match?
Content?
I mean, I would have some fun. Look, if I played a little bit more, I was approaching a single digit, but I haven't played as much recently, so yeah. I think I could be a little bit competitive at times. He's still going to beat me overall, but I think for some holes it'd be fun. Yeah.
Where are you playing today?
Herndon.
Nubs.
Such a sweet.
I knew it was coming.
Poor Herndon, but there was no other way around that one. There was no other way around that.
I mean, that silence was deafening.
Yeah.
Aren't you on vacation, Toby?
I am on vacation.
You spend it playing golf in Herndon?
It's where I live. So it's what I can afford.
He's the station.
No, here's the thing. Like,
it's all good.
There's people here at the station that I know peripherally, right? Like, yeah, I know them. If I see them at a Christmas party or... I'm not going to jump on their Instagram page and start joning on them.
Right.
I mean, it's just not a thing. I would never do that.
EB, I expect a nice comment under my next Twitter post about Dylan Cruz.
Honestly, Toby, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't even know. Do I follow you? I think I do.
You probably don't, to be honest.
I think I might have recently.
To be fair, I've co-hosted with Danny Ruye about 15 times, and he just followed me the last time, which was last week. So I'm not.
It's, you know
not
what? It's an
oversight.
Who's
Twitter
constantly updating who they follow? Almost nobody, right?
Nope.
I mean, whatever.
Not me.
I don't update that anymore.
Oh. No. Yeah. So again, I wasn't trying to be malicious. I wasn't trying to look. I
apology accepted. Yeah, without apologizing.
Apology accepted. I do want for the content.
Yeah, you want a match?
Yeah, we'll do a match together. We'll film it and
can we do a Tommy whatever type of with the pasta some sort of payoff
bet?
Like that?
DeVito bet?
Yeah, Tommy DeVito like bet.
We'll negotiate something.
Some sort of terms.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be for money.
Yeah. We'll do something.
Just a dinner. Yeah. Like a nice dinner.
Well, no we'll do a radio.
No, we need a humiliation bet.
It has to be some sort of humiliation.
Yeah. We'll figure something out where there's a payoff for our listeners at the end.
Does Toby have a weakness where if they joan on him about a particular thing, it makes him crazy? Toby?
Yeah, what's your kryptonite, Toby? Yeah.
He might not want to hear what Valdez was saying earlier.
I didn't call him a hobbit.
No, I listened earlier because I heard you guys were talking about it. So maybe you can push me off a wall since you called me Humpty Dumpty.
Hey, butt funny.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
That's butt funny.
It's the heat of passion.
All right, Toby. All right. Appreciate you calling in. I don't think it was mean spirited.
I don't think he did either.
I think Valdez was just reeling from previous comments and then he lashed out.
What's the one thing I love? And people are just trying to take it from me.
Just remember, he quit Twitter for a year. Yeah. Right. I can't even remember what pushed him over the edge.
I barely post anymore.
I think it was Ravens related. He just had it. He does not handle it well.
Right.
All right, so the match is going to happen at some point.
We'll have the match.
Definitely.
We'll figure out who wants to host it.
The Nubs match.
We'll do it. we'll do
the Nubber
thing.
Cup.
Yeah.
Who would be your caddy, Toby?
I'll probably
Jeff
get
Walker.
Ryan Clary.
Who?
Stallion.
I'll probably get the Stallion.
Oh, okay. All right.
That could work.
Is that your guy? Is he your boy?
Yeah, we work together more often, so yeah, probably.
All right. Okay. All right. Valdez, who would be your caddy?
Mar? It would be Drab, but his hair is not allowed to be in the sun, so probably Mar.
Mar.
Right.
Mar.
Right.
You're definitely smoke some Marlboro Lights during that round. I know that.
Yeah, he's gonna be like Fluff. He's gonna be like Fluff holding the cigarette up to the wind.
To read the wind.
All right, thank you, Toby. Thanks, appreciate Toby. It, buddy. Enjoy your vacation.
Appreciate it, boys.
All right. So there you go. I think we squashed that.
The very last hole, which was like a hole in one hole. Mar had a cig, and you could tell he didn't want to give it up. Uh-huh. He was going to either take the shot. He just was hesitating where to put it down.
Just take it with the cig mouth?
I think eventually he finally
At one point,
down.
Toward the end of the round, we were passing around one hot box cigarette. Mar had it. Yeah. He's like, take a drag off this case. Yeah, I don't want a second cigarette, but I'll take a drag off yours. And then Valdez took it away from me. We were passing out like it was
a doobie. We all have Mars herpes.
It was weird.
How many cigs did you go through, Mar?
I think like four.
Well, that's nothing, right?
Is that nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I don't smoke. I like cigars.
Is four pretty standard for you for a round of golf?
Yeah, less or more, give or take.
Yeah. All right.
It's a very vague answer.
More like 14.
But I like it.
Right.
It was a fun time.
It was a fun event.
I don't know how many times though he says boots on the ground.
Yeah,
boots on the ground guy. That is his number one.
Yeah,
boots on the ground. Man, it's so great to be at boots on the ground here.
A lot of gimme one. Go ahead and gimme one here.
Yeah. Is boots on the ground like your boys speak, or is that just you?
I think that might just be me.
Boots
on the ground, man.
I might start
like Mar
it.
Also wants to be known as what? The short game king.
Short game king.
Why,
that's right.
What happened? Did he
chip one in? Maybe he made one putt.
He made one putt.
Maybe.
I thought he had two birdies in a row, I saw. Or was that just the team?
The team birdies.
Didn't even putt the last one twice in a row.
What about his green reading? Who's he? Was he?
He was, oh, dude.
He wasn't reading. No,
he
was saying
he said he had course knowledge. So yeah. I hit a drive, and everybody's like, great drive, right? We're going to use my drive. There's a freaking lake. Yeah. It was blocked out. He didn't even tell us
Jamie's
about it.
Jamie's basically screaming at him on the course.
I mean, it's like Lake Anna. How'd you not see it? I didn't think I had to, like, you know, let you
Valdez
know.
Valdez didn't see
I didn't
it
even
either.
Know it was there.
Valdez thought I was in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
Hand up.
A bunch of bushes blocking it.
I think I know exactly what hole you're talking about.
I mean, it's to the left.
Hole two.
Hey, JP was treating Mar like Bubba treats Ted Scott.
Well, he was really hard on him. He was like, the whole time?
He was talking to him in his backswing at one point, and Mar was like five drinks in, and Mar was like, I can't have people talk in my backswing.
I mean, dude, you can like talk whenever, moment. But you can't talk in the middle of my backswing.
Can't talk in the backswing. That's classic golf etiquette.
It wouldn't help.
Yeah, it wasn't during the backswing either. Jeez. It was during his setup.
No setup, whatever.
Because he was aiming like 45 yards the wrong direction.
Let the kid use his process over there.
He was aiming the wrong way.
That is funny.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on The Junkies.
Welcome. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up. A pair of tickets to see comedian Ian Bagg. That's coming up Thursday, June 12th at 6th and I. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. I was thinking a couple of these phone calls. Somebody wants to talk about Valdez's mental health, I see.
Want to weigh in on Golfgate here at the Fan.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. I don't know, man. Walk a mile in his shoes.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. What's up, boys? Love the show, as always. Calling. I love Valdez. Don't get me wrong. But these non-golfer, like, terrible golfers calling him out, and then he's, like, getting all Rick about it. It's all right, man. You're a good golfer. Don't worry about Toby. You know what I mean? You're a good golfer. Don't worry about Toby's mouth.
I'm letting it get to me.
You can't always be the bigger man.
I know, I reached my boiling point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you got pushed too far.
Yes. And that happens. You can joan on me, I would say, maybe 70% of the time I won't care. 30% I will.
I will say screaming at Toby did make me feel better.
Yeah.
You got
it. It doesn't seem like he has a lot of malice in his heart, Toby. I don't know him, right?
It was a little jab. I think he was doing that. It was a little jab.
I don't think he's like a mean guy. He doesn't strike me as that. Do you think so?
No, I've never thought of him.
I mean, I would have reacted the same way, Valdez, as you, but he is just doing it just to have fun.
He might be mean.
He could be, but like Drav said, he might just have like Twitter muscles. He just goes on and says whatever he wants.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always. That's Joe's line. I got the same message as Joe. Valdez, you're silly at golf. You're the best Joner, but you have the thinnest skin of anyone in radio.
You're getting flowers.
Joan on cakes for his love handles and his Brett Favre.
I know, but this is the inner circle. This is inner circle.
Remember, I can make fun of my kids. You can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember 2 years ago or something, you won the long drive contest. You posted the video online. You got 50 compliments. Look at your big guns. Right. You're so Jack Valdez. Right. You're so good. And then one guy, Tubby, and you boycotted Twitter. You
one bad apple can spoil a bunch.
Exactly.
It just takes one.
Only takes one.
Yeah. just block them. Ignore them.
All right, thanks for the call,
Thank
Brandon.
You, Brandon.
That is mentally fragile a little bit.
What?
I mean, if you get 100 people jockeying you and one person says you're Tubby, you can't say I'm quitting Twitter. Everyone's mean to me.
It's true, but
What was the Ravens comment that ultimately
I don't think it was a Ravens comment.
It wasn't?
I don't think it was.
Can't remember.
I just, people are just...
All right, let's get the other side.
People are just very mean.
They're just mean to each other.
Exactly. We're allowed to. Yeah. And that's part of the charm of the show is the audience feels like they're a part of it. So they feel like they could do it,
but
too.
What if they're
and
right?
It's fine 90% of the time.
What if they're right? Like, I'll admit that I saw on Facebook a lot of people were joking that I wore pants and I wore black shoes. Now, I don't care. Yeah. It didn't match my outfit because I had blue pants.
Right.
Okay? I should have worn my white shoes.
I didn't notice.
But my black
are way
more comfortable.
That's terrible.
Who cares?
He doesn't care.
Yeah. I know he doesn't care. But, like, one thing about golf is, especially, it's, like, very trendy to wear nice stuff when you're out on the golf course. That's like really like a, that's a really popular thing. There's a lot of videos out there of guys, like their wives are like, this guy will go out to dinner in sweats, but if he's going to play golf, mm-hmm. he's got the outfit of the century. You know, he's wearing Sunday red.
I wore long pants because I was wearing them to work. When we leave for the morning, it's like 5 a.m. I didn't want to wear shorts. I didn't bring a second pair. Who cares?
All you got to do is put it in your trunk.
All right, let's go to Alex too lazy. In Gainesville.
Didn't bother me.
Alex.
Clearly.
Yeah, Toby Altizer is a proven two-faced backstabber. I don't know what he did to Chris Russell 2 weeks ago, but Chris Russell put out the alert. And I don't know, he must have rubbed him the wrong way because I don't know what happened there. Chris Russell spent a whole hour segment on how Toby Altizer is not who he is. And if you go on the J.P. Finley stream, Toby Altizer is so hated, his nickname is Mario Kart because he's got those big fat lips and the dumbass hat.
Jeez. What did he say about Russell?
Now we got to do a deep dive into the Russell.
Chris Russell went ballistic, and Toby Altizer is a two-faced backstabber.
Man, this guy really has it in for Toby.
Jeez.
Hey, Alex, you want to be my caddy?
good follow-up. Hey,
Valdez, or Drabby, we're going to have to do part two tomorrow. We deep dive into the Russell, Toby Altizer. We're just going to do an investigation of Toby Altizer. we're just going to do a deep dive.
A background check.
We're going to do a background check. Maybe he's not who we think he is.
I don't know. I don't know his back. The only backstory I know about Toby is he worked, I believe, in Milwaukee before he came back here.
In radio?
Yes.
But he's from this area.
I think he's from here, went to work in Milwaukee.
I just learned his name about 2 months ago.
Hey, that's the nicest thing you could have said. Be on my side.
I just learned his name, like, because I did a bit with, I thought it was Grant and Danny, and it was Grant and this other guy.
And Toby.
And Toby.
AKA Toby.
Yeah.
You went on the blitz.
No, I didn't. They were doing it in Bethesda.
And you're like, who's that guy?
Well, I've seen that guy, but I didn't know it was Toby.
There you have
it. Generally, experience has been a nice guy.
Been very nice to me. But he joined on me to my face.
But apparently he's if that caller is, I mean, he could be making it up. But if the caller's right,
doesn't sound like it.
He's got a heated rivalry with Rooster and Valdez.
Apparently he has beef with everybody at the station now. Who knew? The new development.
Toby creates beef Altizer.
I guess so.
Wow.
His thing.
All right. You can check out all the videos. Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, on Twitter, at Junks Radio. Check out our putts and our drives. For Bish, Cakes, EBM, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. B, Mitch, and Finley. They're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.